Alerts. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson on News Radio 92.3, filling in for Andrew McKay. Andrew is actually out of town, maybe for the 4th of July, seeing family, but the rumor is that, you know, Justin Timberlake would not go on tour with the rest of the members of NSYNC. And so Andrew is actually going to fill in for him on this new boy band reunion tour called Andrew NSYNC K. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And, if he comes back next week, we'll have to find out more and ask him about it. But we got calling in now the owner of Rusted Arrow Mercantile, a retail store in downtown Pensacola on Palafox and Intendencia. We've got Sam Breedlove that has called in. Sam, thanks for calling in today.
Hi, Walker. Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I guess, first of all, you know, if no one has heard of Rusted Arrow Mercantile before, tell us a little bit about your store and how you got started and what people should expect when they come in and walk into the store downtown.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we're Rusted Arrow Mercantile. We're located right in the heart of downtown Pensacola at 130 Palafox Street. We're right on the corner of Intendencia and Palafox. We love our little corner there, and it's really, we've created a home decor gift shop with a lot of lifestyle seasonal options, which makes it fun because we hope every time you walk in, you find something different. There's something new. We're constantly changing displays and leaning heavily into each season. We want it to be a place where when you walk inside, you can really press pause, feel inspired, and celebrate each season and all of life's little moments. So it's been a lot of fun. I own the shop with my mom, Ruth, so we're a little mom-daughter team. And it's been a dream of ours to own and have our own shop for a long time. My mom especially has worked for a lot of bigger corporate businesses, and we've learned a lot through that. We learned about the buying process, like going to market and finding our items and managing a team through all that, and then kind of taking all those skills with us to finally open our own. So we've been open for 8 years now, which has been really exciting, and have grown a lot. We started with half the size of our store, and in 2020 we doubled in size, so we've got more space and have been able to fill it, and it's been a lot of fun. We throw in a lot of local flair, so we've got a lot of Pensacola themed items because we love where we live.
Yeah. I will say, just as a innocent bystander, the y'all store is truly awesome walking in. I mean, you've got a little something for everybody in there. I always make sure to get my mom something for Christmas from there. Her birthday is also Christmas Day, so it's either a birthday or Christmas gift that I try and get from your store. And y'all do an incredible job of really decorating it for the season. It may change a couple times throughout the season, but it's always fun to walk past the store and realize, oh, it's different in there today. and y'all are constantly doing different things and make it look so good. And then, you know, also partnering with some of the other retail stores, not only on your block, but throughout downtown to encourage retail and get folks in the public downtown and shopping in retail. But we're gonna go to PJ real quick and get traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, Walker. Looks like there's a vehicle crash East 9 Mile Road at right near Jern again. They're saying the roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
All right, and so I wanted to give you an opportunity. One, Sam, if you want to maybe talk about some of those events that you do with the other retailers. And then I know y'all are also kicking off a big sale that you have coming up. So we got a couple things to touch here. you know, before we get to 7:30, but just want to kind of open the floor to you and talk about some of the things that your store's got going on.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, we're excited. Like I said, you know, we love where we live. So we, not being from here originally, was a big goal of ours to really connect with the community and build that connection with the local community and locals and visitors. So we really work to host a lot of unique classes and events, both at the shop and with our entire street. And we love seeing people come downtown, spend their time supporting the local. It's so easy to click a button on Amazon these days and get something delivered in 2 days. But what you get when you come downtown and shop with these local businesses is that one-on-one experience, and I hope when you walk in our store, between the displays, the customer service, the connection with our customers, it makes it even more exciting, and the uniqueness of the item. So we try to hit all of those things. And when we connect with all the stores downtown, we've started doing quarterly events. We have our spring shop hop in the springtime. We just had our Shop-a-Palooza for the summertime. And it's really a way for us retail shops to get together, kick off the start of a season, show all the people that are coming into town and that are local what our newest seasonal items are and why it's fun and what we love about it. And then going forward, we're already planning our fall harvest sip and shop, which is really exciting. And then our largest event with all the shops of Palafox downtown is our annual, it'll be our ninth annual, actually, holiday haul, and Santa comes down. So retail moves quickly. We're always thinking ahead, which is exciting. So yep. We end this July at Rusted Arrow with a big sale. We're kind of fucking out the rest of our summer stuff. So that'll be happening at the very end of July with some great deals that you can get.
So, Sam, we're gonna do a few commercials, get traffic, and then let's dive into, you know, some of those sales you've got going on and the really, really cool Blue Angels merchandise that you're going to have for sale in the shop. When we come back from the break.
Awesome.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the purpose of life? This is a question that almost everyone asks themselves at some point. Some people would say their purpose in life is their children, while others would say their purpose in life is their spouse. However, not everyone has children and not everyone is married, so the answer has to be broader than that. The Bible's basic answer to what is the purpose for life is to give God glory in all that we do. And the primary New Testament way to give God glory is to be focused on speaking the message of Jesus Christ to our kids or to our spouse, and really to anyone that we come in contact with. The purpose of this life is to lovingly and boldly explain the offer of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So let us be about our Father's business.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
All right, so let's imagine that you build things for a living. You know, like you're a construction professional, you're a contractor, whatever. And you don't go to Pensacola Hardware already. Trust me, try them. You say, well, why should I bother? Okay, a fair question. Go and find out. They have been doing this for 174 years. They know. They understand. I mean, yes, they sell stuff to people like me. And they take care of people like me at the light end of the home repair spectrum. But for folks like you, you are their bread and butter. They are the commercial construction supply business for Pensacola. The warehouse is here. You don't have to wait for it. They can bring things to your job site for you. They can put you on a monthly bill. And more importantly, they speak your language. They know what you're dealing with. You won't have to have a translator for them. Jimmy and Martin and Mansfield, they know the business. They know what you're dealing with. They know the codes. They probably know the inspectors. They can help solve your problem. They can teach you how to do it if you're unsure or just to make sure that you're doing it safe. And if they need to order something special because the engineer or the architect of a specified product, they do that for folks all the time. They literally have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country. They know how to do it. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning.
Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Culver's introduces their new chicken sandwiches, adding a new spin to their classic chicken sandwich and taking them to the next level. Bigger, juicier chicken with crispier, crunchier breading. You can get yours crispy, spicy crispy, or grilled with your favorite toppings made fresh just for you. Visit Culver's today, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, or Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is available with DoorDash and Uber Eats, and curbside service is now available. From Wisconsin with love, it's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson on News Radio 92.3 filling in for Andrew McKay. We have on the line with us the owner of Rusted Arrow Mercantile in downtown Pensacola on Palafox and Intendencia, Sam Breedlove. And we've been talking about retail in downtown Pensacola in Sam's store that she's had down there for now 8 years that her and her mom, Ruth, own. And I know, Sam, you've got a lot going on in the store with sales coming up. You've got Blue Angels gear that people can come down and get before they go out to see the show next weekend. And also you've got some classes that people can join in and get in on. So let's hear about what's going on at Rusted Arrow over the next few weeks.
Yeah, thanks, Walker. We love summertime, and it's one of our biggest seasons, especially now with our Blue Angels collection. We've really grown that over the years. We love celebrating our hometown heroes and watching everyone get excited to go out to the beach. So we custom-designed T-shirts this year with a local artist, Mallory of Malwest Designs, and they're super unique and one-of-a-kind just at our stores, the only place you can find them. So we've got a huge collection of that. And then we try to stock up on all the beach gear that you might need when you go out that way for the weekend. Beach bags, sunscreen, tumblers. And then even if you want to bring some of the Blue Magic back home with you, we have a custom Blue Angel candle that we designed. So it's a really big season for us. We do have a website where you can grab it all at too, at rustedarrowmercantile.com. And a lot of people order online and pick it up curbside service as they're driving out to the beach, so you don't even have to get out of the car on your way in. So that's exciting. And then at the end of the month on July 28th, we're kicking off our end of season summer blowout sale, which will be really exciting. We'll have up to 30 to 45% off some of our summer collections to kind of gear up for the upcoming seasons that are just around the corner.
That's awesome. I know y'all put a lot of effort into that, and I always like to make sure I come by and get me a Blue Angels koozie or t-shirt that y'all have in the store, and you know, do such a great job promoting retail in downtown Pensacola. So we're gonna real quick get traffic on the 5 with PJ, see what's going on out there in the roads.
Still working that vehicle crash East 9 Mile Road and right near Jernigan. They're saying the roadway is clear. I-10 and 110 both looking good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s. Back to you.
All right. Sam, we've got a couple more minutes here. If there's something that maybe we didn't touch on, you know, how folks can go and sign up for those classes one more time, what those classes are, maybe when you're going to offer them, and then you know, how, if I wanted to do a curbside pickup, how do I put an order in so I can just swing through downtown, come pick something up and head on out to the beach?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Walker. If you need anything, you can either give us a call or reach us online at rustedarrowmercantile.com for that curbside pickup. It's also where we post all the upcoming events and workshops. So if you want to come down for one of the big Halifax-wide retail shopping events that we host, or if you want some of our smaller, more intimate classes where we work with local artists for watercolor workshops, we're doing heavy Mahjong classes right now. So if you want to learn the game of Mahjong, that's happening this month. All of that can be found at rustedairmercantile.com on the events tab, or follow us on social media at rusted.arrow.mercantile. And you can find us there as well on Instagram and Facebook.
Awesome. Awesome. Y'all do an awesome job with your social media. I don't know who's running that for you guys, that if that's you or a collective effort from everybody in the store, but y'all do such a good job on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook with, you know, putting out good videos, showing off products that you have, new products that you have coming in. So again, want to thank you for coming in today. We got Sam Breedlove from Rusted Arrow Mercantile in downtown Pensacola on Palafox and Intendencia. So again, thanks again, and I'll see you downtown, I'm sure.
Yeah, thanks so much, Walker. Thank you for having me.
All right. You know, Sam, like she said, has been downtown for 8 years in retail, and we have another retailer just up the road, Katie Bossa, who owns Indigo, which is just to the left side of the front entrance of the Sanger Theater, and she's been downtown, I think, probably one of the longer lasting retailers we've had, for about 15 years. And they've partnered together over the past few years to do some of these quarterly events that Sam touched on. They had their big summer event a few weeks ago. They're getting ready for their fall event in September. And then the DIB a couple years ago partnered with them on their holiday haul that they do at the beginning of November. We've worked with them to turn on the Christmas lights. We have Santa and the mayor come turn the Christmas lights on their first Wednesday or second Wednesday of November, and really kick off the holiday season. And in each of these events, all these retail stores, it's about 10 to 15 of them downtown, put on an awesome event. They have music that they have kind of up and down the street as you're walking. They offer, some of them have a specialty cocktail that they'll have in their store, and they'll have big deals as they kind of roll out the new season of retail, or, you know, clothing or merchandise that they've got in their stores, depending on what kind of retail store they are, and do such an incredible job with that event. And if you've ever been down for the holiday haul, that is certainly their largest one by a long shot. You know, we've got Santa Claus on the street. I get to be the lucky one that drives him around, because he visits all the different stores up and down Palafox. And I said the first year I did it was insane. And I said, this is what it must have felt like to be a security guard for Michael Jackson, getting Santa Claus up and down the street with, you know, hundreds of children trying to get a picture. It was absolutely insane, but they do such a good job. Safe, fun, family event that they throw. And again, all of these small businesses downtown, you know, we love to support them. Like Sam said, and Katie Indigo will always say too, it's easy to go online and Amazon and purchase something, or, you know, through one of the big box stores, and they certainly have their place. But when you can, just, you know, we want to make sure to encourage you to remember our downtown small business owners, these retailers that creating jobs and really creating, you know, a unique downtown, and offering something that you can't really find online or at one of these big box stores. It's got, you know, some personality, some pizzazz that they bring. So we are going to go ahead and head to our break, and we will be back with Peter Mouget, attorney at Levin Papantonio Law Firm, talking about Symphony, Sparks, and Stars coming up this Friday for 4th of July.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Brian Koberger expected to plead guilty at 1 p.m. Eastern to killing four University of Idaho students in 2022, but outside the courthouse.
Protest of sorts led by the father of Kaylee Gonsalves, Steve Gonsalves, who told me this last night. He said, quote, I'll stay outside during the hearing to protest the deal made with our child's killer and not with the families.
Fox's Chandler Painter in Boise, President Trump on Truth Social earlier, we've got all the cards and we're going to use them. He wants the House to pass his one big, beautiful bill. Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox's Hannity.
It's the bill of the people.
But can he round up enough support?
The Republicans can only afford to lose three votes if all Democrats vote against it.
That's Fox's Lucas Thompson reporting this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now, 76 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. We'll get our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. The University of West Florida celebrating some success in performance-based metrics over the last few years. The university says they've seen a big improvement in many areas, including the percentage of students that are finding work after graduation, their average wages when they do, and also increases in retention and graduation rates.
We have developed predictive models that help determine when students are going to be at risk. So the earlier we can determine when students are at risk of being retained or staying on track to graduate, the better we can support them with academic resources.
Provost Jeremy Kuhl, and with all of the metrics that they've combined, he says the university scored a total of 91. That puts UWF in the top three universities across the state of Florida. Well, President Trump was in Florida yesterday touring Alligator Alcatraz, and he liked it so much so he wants the original Alcatraz in San Francisco reopened.
This facility down in Florida is what I think should be the model for every single state. Go out there and help us partner to provide an opportunity to detain these individuals, to process them under due process, and get them out of our country as fast as possible.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem spoke highly of the Alligator Alcatraz facility yesterday. Trump posted on social media that, quote, we're going to look into renovating and rebuilding the famous Alcatraz prison. He says that there's already conceptual work underway. Alcatraz was shut down back in 1963 and is currently a national park. Well, the big, beautiful bill delivers on promises made to the American people. That, according to Senator Rick Scott, after the bill passed through the Senate by one vote, he says it delivers on promises to secure the border and better equip the military. Senator Scott also said it would help Florida families by expanding the Trump tax cuts and saving them an average of $3,600. An investigation is underway after that dramatic rescue at sea earlier this week. The Broward Sheriff's Office says they're investigating what happened on that Disney cruise ship Sunday. A 5-year-old girl on the Disney Dream fell overboard from the fourth deck. Her father reportedly jumped in to save her. Crew members wound up rescuing both of them. Deputies said yesterday the girl was not being held when she fell, and she was not sitting on the ledge. The deck has a protective barrier, but a passenger told CBS News Miami that a crew member told her the girl had climbed up while her parents were playing shuffleboard. The sheriff's office says there didn't appear to be anything suspicious involved, but they are still investigating the circumstances. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ has our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. Traffic is brought to you by NSEC Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. Get $50 off a new mosquito or fire ant control service. Visit NSEC.net today. Taking a look at the big board, still working that vehicle crash East 9 Mile Road right near Jernigan. They are saying the roadway is clear. US 98 through Navarre, looking good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a chance of rain today. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. On Thursday, rain chances dropping out of the forecast, high near 93 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 73. For your 4th of July Friday, we are expecting some mostly sunny skies, high near 94. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 76 degrees in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Your next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. On the economic front this morning, investors are awaiting ADP's private payrolls report due before the bell. Economists polled by Dow Jones anticipate that private employers added 120,000 jobs in June, which is up sharply from the gain of 37,000 in May. Data drops momentarily. Mellis Family Brands California has recalled 18.5-ounce tubs of chocolate candy because the product may contain an undeclared milk allergen that did not appear on the packaging. The alert has been published by the Food and Drug Administration. Under President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill passed by the Senate, tax credits for semiconductor firms building capacity in the U.S. could rise to 35% from an existing rate of 25%. Companies eligible for the credits could include chipmakers such as Intel, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, and Micron Technology. Futures are currently mixed. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 400, the NASDAQ down 166. That's Your Money Now.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson on News Radio 92.3, filling in for Andrew McKay as he is out of town for the 4th of July. And speaking of the 4th of July, we have obviously some amazing events going on in downtown Pensacola on Friday for the 4th with fireworks. And one of those events is Symphony, Sparks, and Stars. And I've got on the phone with us attorney Peter Mouget with the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, who has hosted and sponsored this event for a number of years, Peter, and just wanted to kind of get you on the air and give you some time to talk about what this event means to you, how you came up with it, and what folks should expect when they come downtown Friday for Symphony Sparks and Stars.
Good morning, Walker. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
We started as a little idea 9 years ago. This is our ninth year. And let me just kind of start with what it is, and I'll walk you through how it started. But we have the symphony that plays just fun, patriotic music. So even if you're not a symphony goer, it is a great time to come down and bring kids or family. Put a blanket in the amphitheater that's right behind the Blue Wahoo Stadium. It's right on the water. You get a nice breeze. Symphony starts at 7:30. It's free to the community. And symphony plays for about an hour and a half. We have the color guard from each of the branches present the colors and the national anthem at 7:30. And then my favorite part is we've never had a Navy presence. And we grew up in Pensacola, and we just never had a Navy Marine Corps presence at our 4th of July. So one of the things we had to do is they were kind enough to the base to put on a jet flyover. So they send a couple jets right over the amphitheater, right at the end of the national anthem, that come all the way down Main Street and tag the end of the 3 mile bridge. Pretty cool way to start the fireworks. And the symphony plays until 9. And then Brent Lane comes on and kicks off the fireworks from the stage. And then the fireworks go off. It's just a great way to do the fireworks. We get a few thousand people, several thousand people down at the stadium, but it's broadcast on this news radio and then Cat Country. So about 40,000-50,000 people listen in while they're watching the fireworks. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I know, you know, y'all put a lot of work into this event over the years and really trying to, you know, amp it up or improve it and bring new things to it each and every year. But this is really a good way for families to come down and see the fireworks. You know, there's so much parking right there. And Peter, I don't know if the parking at the Wahoo Stadium is free that night or not, or if it's, you know, a small charge, but there's certainly a lot of parking spots there. So it's easy to find a place to park. And again, I know the Wahoos, they also have an event that goes on that's kind of a little bit of a maybe partnership, but they have the symphony up on the screen while y'all's event's going on. And again,
their event's really cool. You're right. They have a baseball game on July 3rd, which has the fireworks, which is cool. And then Friday with the 4th, they turn on the switch at the stadium and have all kinds of events for kids. And then broadcast the symphony through there, and even the back deck of that of the baseball stadium overlooking the amphitheater park is really a cool way to watch the show too. So it's a great 1-2 with the Blue Wahoo Stadium and the team, and they've been a great partner in this for the last 9 years. So that's, you're right, tons of parking, easy to get in and out of, and quite frankly, it's a great way to kind of miss that whole Main Street parking, which turns into a parking lot essentially with people, and you can pull right into that Blue Wahoo Stadium and either choose the Blue Wahoo Stadium or walk down to the waterfront, and kids, chairs, blankets, coolers, food, have a picnic lunch, dinner rather. And, you know, it's a great way to get the kids down there. So and the symphony does a really wonderful job. Bob Snowden's going to be the guest conductor this year. You know, everybody knows him. He's done some of the music in the parks for years. He's just a wonderful guy, great asset in the community. He really makes it fun for everybody, and the music's patriotic, fun. Recognize all the individuals that serve in each of the branches. It's a really cool way to, right now with American politics that are so divisive, and we have everyone, I just feel like every day you turn on the news, it gets depressing, and everybody arguing about everything, and this is a great way to come together as a community, no matter where you are in the political spectrum, and recognize what a great, phenomenal country we have. And we have the ability to all voice our opinions, but come together as one and celebrate all those that got us here. And the military has a great presence. They have about 50 folks from the base that come out and have front row seating, and we get to celebrate them and all they do and sacrifices both them and their family make too. So, which is a really nice way to salute to the branches, especially our beloved Navy and here in the community.
Yep. And so we're going to real quick cut over to PJ for traffic on the fives and a couple commercials, and we'll be right back.
Thanks, Walker. Looks like Highway 90 is clear from Milton to Pace, I-10 and 110, both looking good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
So I have known Christina Leavenworth as long as I've lived here. You know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has, it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step, but it can turn into so many great results? That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Bastille Day at Jackson's, Atlas Beverage Class, Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, Ferragosto Celebration, and Great Southern Weekly Promos. All today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson on News Radio 92.3, filling in for Andrew McKay as he is out of town for the 4th of July. And we were talking to Peter Mouget with the Levin Papantonio Law Firm before the break about his marquee event for the 4th of July. I think in 9th or 10th year this year, it's for Symphony Sparks and Stars down at the Hunter Amphitheater behind the Blue Wahoo Stadium that's coming up Friday. And Peter, I want to thank you again for calling in today. to talk about this event. And if folks are just joining us, I want to kind of run through details of, you know, what they need to expect for Friday, when they need to get down there, you know, what all is going to be going on for Symphony Sparks and Stars this Friday on 4th of July.
Well, thanks for having me, Walker. It, the symphony kicks off at 7:30, but I would be parking your car about 6:30, quarter to seven, and unloading the family and chairs or whatever you got, walking into the amphitheater. It's a quick walk, about 5 minutes. There's plenty of parking, and come in and find you a spot in the amphitheater. Coolers, chairs are welcome. Feel free to bring dinner, snacks, and come on in and sit down and enjoy the show that kicks off at 7:30 with a presentation of the colors, national anthem, Navy flyover, which is my favorite part, pretty cool. And then the symphony kicks off with some fun patriotic music. They play until 9, and then the fireworks start right at 9 o'clock. It's a great vantage spot for the fireworks, easy in and out, and a great way to enjoy the symphony. So appreciate you having me on, and we're hoping for great weather again, and be right when the sun sets so it cools off a little bit. It's a great way to celebrate the 4th.
Yep. Well, I want to just, you know, thank you for putting on such a special event like this in downtown, and continue to do it each and every year, and really highlighting, you know, the military in this community, and putting on a really cool celebration that is family friendly, and people can come out and enjoy for free and enjoy their city on the 4th of July. So, Peter, thanks for calling in this morning and telling folks what, you know, giving them another option of what to do on Friday afternoon for the fireworks.
Thanks, Walker. Appreciate you having me. Have a great day.
You too. So again, that was Peter Mouget with the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, talking about Symphony Sparks and Stars. This is a extremely nice event. And again, I think, you know, just want to emphasize what Peter was saying about family friendly. There is a lot of parking over there by the Wahoo Stadium. There's also parking, I would imagine, that will be open just on the other side of Main Street in that, you know, the old ECUA lot there that they use kind of for overflow for Wahoo's games. And so you can easily get down there, you know, 6:30, which is about an hour before the concert of the symphony will start in the Hunter Amphitheater there behind the Blue Wahoo Stadium. You could also maybe get down even a little earlier if you wanted to and do a lap through the Wahoo Stadium. Again, they're going to have all of those games and events going on in the stadium and have a bunch of stuff for children. If you don't want to pack food to bring down, you could go into the Wahoo Stadium. They're going to have some concessions open. You could grab some food in the stadium and then go on back around, you know, 7 o'clock, get your chairs and everything set up if you hadn't already at the amphitheater and watch the symphony play. Peter, again, I mean, I'll just say if you've ever been to an event that Peter and his wife have hosted, it's always extravagant. It's going to be nice. It's every detail is going to be taken care of. And so again, you know, have a flyover that's going to occur right there at the Hunter amphitheater. And then you'll have the fireworks that are put on by the Chamber of Commerce and the Pensacola Young Professionals, again, in partnership with Cat Country, like they've done for so many years with putting music on that coordinates with the fireworks and really have a great 4th of July in downtown Pensacola. And again, you know, you want to make sure you plan. It's been the last few years with the, you know, with 4th of July, it's the traffic on the way out has been crazy. So you want to be patient and make sure that, you know, just give yourself some time to get out of downtown. I would, you know, suggest if you're going to the Wahoos for the symphony event, you know, you might want to take Main Street West towards A to get out downtown instead of trying to go east. You know, take Main Street West to A and get up to Cervantes, and then you should be able to kind of clear out whichever way you need to go. And then again, if you're downtown, kind of in the core on Bayfront, it's, you know, you're probably gonna be sitting for a little while after the show. And but you know, just be patient and be kind, be nice, And, you know, speaking of traffic, we need our traffic on the fives. PJ.
Thanks, Walker. 3 Mile Bridge not showing any signs of delay. US 98 through Navarre looking good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right. And so let's see. Well, I wanted to touch again, talked earlier in the show, and some of y'all might not have been awake yet. So we want to run through what else is going on the 4th of July. Like we said, the Pensacola fireworks start at 9 p.m. And again, that's by the Pensacola Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals in partnership with Cat Country 98.7 for the music. The Symphony Stars and Sparks, which we've been talking about, that starts at 7:30 at the Hunter Amphitheater. And then obviously you will be able to view the downtown Pensacola fireworks from there. Pensacola Beach 4th of July fireworks show is at Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. And we will have Mike Burns calling in about 30, 40 minutes from now with the Santa Rosa Island Authority to talk about what's going on at the beach over the next few weeks. They're going to be busy, busy, busy with 4th of July and Blue Angels. So he might have some more details there. But it starts at 9 p.m. as well out at the beach down there at Quiet Water Beach. Saturday, Floribama has got their Freedom Run, the 4 mile run and walk at the Floribama Lounge and Package, July 5th at 8 a.m. You can, equated it to the Turkey Trot, similar for the Thanksgiving run, but this is going to be the 5th of July run. So the day after, Floribama is also going to have their Miss Firecracker contest going on July 5th in the afternoon at 2 p.m. And then look over to Santa Rosa County on Friday. Freedom Car and Bike Show is 9 a.m. July 4th at the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce is hosting there on Avalon Boulevard. And also the 4th of July West Florida Railroad Museum on 4th of July at 10 a.m. Will be hosting an event displaying their model trains and rides on the garden train. And hopefully the weather is good so they can do that. And they've also got a scavenger hunt and activity going on that you can participate in as well with some visiting food trucks that will be coming in so you can grab some food. Over in Santa Rosa County still, at 3 p.m. Is when the Riverfest will start on 4th of July. Fireworks at 9 p.m. in downtown Milton. They're at 5158 Wyling Street. The city of Milton's 4th of July celebration will have inflatable water slides, food trucks, fireworks, a live concert, and you can go check out their Facebook page for more. Over in Navarre, 4th of July on the water, 7 p.m., Emerald Waterfront, 8491 Navarre Parkway, and so you can make sure that you get to go see some fireworks there, and then also at the beach in Navarre, July 4th at 9 p.m. at the Navarre Beach Fishing Pier down on Gulf Boulevard. And so, you know, no matter where you're going to watch the fireworks and get out and about on this Friday to celebrate, just make sure you're being safe, be patient, and, enjoy some time with the family and, you know, hopefully eat some hot dogs, which we do have the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest will also be on July 4th. The Joey Chestnut, the hot dog record holder, is coming back. He has a record with 76 hot dogs that he's eaten. And I don't know what the time limit is on that, but I don't care what it is. That's too many hot dogs for one person and maybe a lifetime. So anyways, that's always pops up on ESPN for sports. But anyways, hope you all enjoy the 4th of July. Hope you get down to go see the Symphony Sparks and Stars at Hunter Amphitheater on Friday at 7:30 p.m. We'll be back with Darren Schaefer with Visit Pensacola after the break.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Born nose would kill it. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Republicans' so-called big, beautiful bills back in the House with very little room for defections. With no support from Democrats, a final vote could happen today.
So now the Senate has sent their version of the bill. It's very heavily edited to the House. We're expecting them to begin deliberating. Speaker Mike Johnson and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise say that they're optimistic about this, but Johnson admits that the Senate changed a lot more than he anticipated.
85 to 90% of this bill is the House-generated product. The Senate made some modifications to it. They made it more conservative in some places and moderated it a little bit in others.
The newly amended bill has fiscal watchdogs like Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget warning this bill adds $5.5 trillion to the national debt.
It's Fox Business correspondent Kelly Saberi on Capitol Hill. Elon Musk, in a post on X, calls President Trump's comments about him wrong and disappointing. The president says Musk opposes the tax and spending bill because it ends electric vehicle subsidies. Musk says no, it's about the added debt. There's a response from Ukraine to a U.S. decision to stop delivery of some military aid.
Ukraine is warning the United States that any slowdown in the flow of weapons would only make Russia more confident. The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry says while they are grateful for American support, any delay would only encourage the aggressor to continue the war. The Pentagon has halted some shipments of air defense missiles and other munitions because of concerns that stockpiles were too low. Russia has intensified air assaults in recent weeks. The Kremlin today saying the fewer weapons that are delivered, the sooner the conflict will end. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Court's back in session at the Sean Diddy Combs sex trial in New York City, with jurors resuming deliberations on the most serious racketeering conspiracy charge. They say they've reached verdicts on the other four charges. We do not know what those verdicts are. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The FBI's headquarters in Washington, D.C. is moving three blocks away, not to Maryland anymore.
In 2023, the General Services Administration and the FBI agreed to move the headquarters to Greenbelt, Maryland. Congress even put aside about $845 million for this project. But GSA and the FBI say that, quote, moving to the Ronald Reagan building is the most cost-effective and resource-efficient way to carry out our mission to protect the American people and uphold the Constitution.
Fox 5 DC's Nanasenyo Bonsu. An American tourist is missing.
A private investigator on the case says Brian Terrence disappeared from the Turks and Caicos rental condo while his wife was still asleep. The 51-year-old Terrence, who is from Monroe, New York, took his stroll at 3:30 in the morning. The investigator, Carl DeFazio, telling Fox News Digital the area is considered safe and that Terrence was last seen on video walking into town when he simply vanishes. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Record travel is expected over this July 4th holiday.
AAA says today is expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the July 4th holiday period, which started on Saturday and ends on Sunday, July 6th. More than 72 million people will travel at least 50 miles or more from home, up almost 2 million from last year. AAA says the number of people traveling by air is expected to set a new record. Almost 6 million people will fly to their destinations, up almost 1.5% from the previous record set last year during Independence Day week. The TSA says more than 18 million travelers are expected to pass through airport security checkpoints between July 1st and July 7th, the busiest day, Sunday, the 6th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Stock futures are down a little bit ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Good morning, 8:05 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, we've got 76 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Starting out, let's get a check on our traffic on the fives. Good morning, PJ.
Good morning, David. I-10 and 110 are both looking good. If you are on Highway 98, east and westbound through Navarre and Gulf Breeze, that is flowing smoothly and not showing any signs of a slowdown, Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Concerns over safety on Sorrento Road have intensified. Now, this is after a series of accidents, including the recent fatality of a 60-year-old man at a town hall meeting. This was earlier